Praise the Lord Jesus, and welcome to Shiar Jashub, a Bible study program coming from Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the teaching ministry of my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo. Hi, I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be continuing a sermon in Pastor's series on the Book of Romans. Pastor Greg is in chapter 2 and was discussing verses 5 and 6, where the Apostle Paul writes, "But in accordance with the hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds." And when we left off, Pastor went back into the Old Testament for the sources of Paul's quotation in verse 6.
Psalm 62. Let's go back to verse 8. Psalm 62. "Trust in him, trust in God at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Man is nothing. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them." We just read that in Matthew chapter 6, right? "God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy." The power of God, the judgment of God, the mercy of God. "For you render to each one according to his work." The reality. According to the facts, he renders according to his work. And it's other places in the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 17, a scripture we know in verse 9, Jeremiah 17, verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord," verse 10, "search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." According to what he's done. Later on in chapter 32, at the end of verse 18, "The great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts." Verse 19, "You are great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open to all the ways of the Son of Man." You see, over and over again, God sees everything. He knows everything. He knows the attitude. He knows why we say what we say. He knows why we do what we do. "Your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give to everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." Then in Ezekiel chapter 18, you have that section, the famous section where there's a prophecy about turning and living. You know, if the wicked man turns from his wickedness and does what's right, he'll live. And if the righteous man, the warning, if you turn from what's right, what's righteous, and do that which is wicked, you will die. And then in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 29, it says, "Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord," after hearing this, "the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair and your ways which are not fair? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed," repentance, "and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live." Turn around, repent. the right way, not the wrong way. I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways. So there's many places that Paul is referring to here in Romans chapter 2 when he says, who will render to each one, God will render to each one according to his deeds. And the quote comes into the New Testament in other places. The Lord Jesus, Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Matthew 16, 27, Jesus says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Matthew 25, 45, then he will answer them, saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. In case there's any doubt about it, Revelation chapter 2, to the church at Thyatira, he says in verse 21, and I gave her, that Jezebel, time to repent of her sexual immorality. Again, repent. He's waiting. He's patient. The loving kindness of God, the goodness of God, is not that he doesn't judge deeds or doesn't care about what happens or what fruit you bear. It's to bring us to repentance, to turn around, not to respond hard-heartedly, not to be stubborn against and say, well, nothing's going to happen to me. I gave her time to repent. She did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, thlipsis, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. Same ideas over and over again. God searches the mind and hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. This is Jesus to the church of Thyatira. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And we're going to talk about the book of life as we go on in the study. Paul's going to touch on that. Very important. But there are books opened, and the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. Now, later on you find out that what goes into heaven are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the salvation you have in Jesus Christ, right? But it doesn't mean that God doesn't open the books and give to everyone according to what they have done. And at the very end of the Bible, we'll talk about the Book of Life, the end of the Bible you have chapter 22, verse 12, he says, and behold, I am coming quickly. Jesus says, my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The righteous judgment of God, according to the truth, according to the facts, according to the reality of the situation. Now, Paul sets this down at the beginning, that we understand what grace really means when we get to it. If you don't understand the foundation of God's righteous judgment, not only will you not appreciate the grace of God in Jesus Christ and what it means to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life and judged by that and not by the books of our lives, what we do, but you will also get a twisted understanding of grace. And the grace you come away with, and some erroneous Bible teachers come away with, is a twist that Paul never meant to write, otherwise he wouldn't have written this. You have to start with the foundation to understand the supreme revelation we have in Jesus Christ. God is fair, God is just, God is true, he makes righteous judgments, and he judges according to what we have done. And Paul calls on this principle in 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 14, He says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. This is not someone that doesn't know Jesus Christ, never heard the gospel and shunned it, made fun of it. This is someone who is impenitent and stubborn and will not turn and greatly resists the work of God. And so he says, may the Lord repay him. This is Paul at the end of his life, right? 2 Timothy, at the end of Paul's life, may the Lord repay him according to his works. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Verse 7, Paul clarifies what he means by according to his deeds in verse 6. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. To those by patient continuance in doing good, by persistence in doing good, they seek for glory and honor, immortality, the treasure in heaven, the thing that's most important, not the things of this world. They are persistent in seeking it, and he says to them what? Eternal life. Verse 8, but to those who are self-seeking, they seek for themselves. They seek what they can store up for themselves now, what power they can grab for themselves now, their own ways which they won't repent of and turn to Christ because they love themselves, they love their soul so much, they want to stay the way they are and do life their way. To those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, they reject the truth of God, but what do they obey? But obey unrighteousness, just like you have, same words you have back in 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. They are self-seeking. They do not obey the truth. They rather obey unrighteousness. To them, indignation, not eternal life, indignation. The Greek word there means hot anger. An outburst of God's wrath, anger aroused by something unjust, indignation and wrath. And not only that, verse 9, tribulation, thlipsis, pressure, trouble, and anguish, distress, calamity, on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek.
On our church website at shiarjashub.org, you will find a library of Bible study radio programs, information about our church, helps, and links to the audio podcasts on Apple and Amazon Music. We live stream the sermon portion of our Sunday morning service at 10:30 on both YouTube and X.com. The videos then remain up on YouTube and X, as well as posted on rumble.com and the church website for 24/7 access. You can find all this information on shiarjashub.org.